AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolbaugh. Day two of the NFL draft is in the books with rounds two and three completed. The Buccaneers selected Houston defensive tackle Logan Hall with the 33rd overall pick to open the second round. Cincinnati's Desmond Ridder became the second quarterback selected in this year's draft by the Falcons with the 10th pick in the third round. The Titans also selected Liberty QB Malik Willis, 86th overall. In the NBA, the Grizzlies are moving on to the Western Conference semifinals after a 114-106 Game 6 win over the Timberwolves. Correspondent Denny Kapp reports.
Desmond Bain and Dylan Brooks each chipped in a team-high 23 for Memphis, which overcame a 10-point fourth-quarter deficit. The Grizzlies advanced to take on Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors.
Ja Morant added 17 points and says the feisty Timberwolves really made Memphis earn it.
We knew, you know, every game would be a dogfight, and that we had to, you know, come in locked in and, you know, bring our energy from the start.
Other NBA news, Joel Embiid has a right orbital fracture and a mild concussion, and the Philadelphia 76ers say the MVP finalist is out for the foreseeable future. Major League Baseball has given Los Angeles Dodgers pitcher Trevor Bauer an unprecedented two-season suspension without pay for violating the league's domestic violence and sexual assault policy, a charge he has denied. On the field, five Mets pitchers combined to throw the first no-hitter of the season in a 3-0 win over the Phillies. Correspondent Tom Merriam has more.
Tyler McGill started and threw the first five hitless innings while walking three.
It was exciting, obviously. I mean, team game and all these guys, you know, they came in, filled up the zone, did their jobs.
Other MLB action, Jeremy Peña socked a three-run homer during a five-run sixth inning to lead the Astros past the Blue Jays 11-7.
We have a great team. You know, we have great ball players, great hitters, great defense.
And in the NHL, Cole Caulfield's first career hat trick helped the Canadians rout the President's Trophy winning Panthers 10-2. Geffen Coolbaugh, AP Sports.